Cloudy skies, 54 degrees at WEOL, but it's sunny in studio because we have some great news to share with you this morning at 8:20. It is our presentation of the check for to Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio from Jamie's Carpet Shop. It's all part of the Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger campaign. Jamie's once again involved in that, where we have touchdowns through our regular radio games and how many are scored by the kids this year. $10 for every touchdown came out to $750, and Chris over at Jamie's decided to double it up, and we've got $1,500 going to Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. And in studio, Chris Zeitler from Jamie's Carpet. Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Good morning.
And also Susan Bartosz from Second Harvest Food Bank. It's been a while, Susan, since
we... It has. That's why I was just wondering, when's the last time I've seen you guys?
Right. Sometimes
we've
been over the phone in person, and you guys have been busy at Second Harvest.
Yep.
I mean, this is a busy time anyway, but coming off of the year and a half, 2 years, whatever, it seems to be a marching orders of every day almost... There's some sort of a food drive or food campaign going on.
Absolutely. We have our partner charities out there doing their thing, and we're still doing at least three distributions, direct distributions a week.
And it's a way to do it. And, of course, this $1,500 will go a long way. Talk a little bit about how that money gets translated from dollars into food for folks.
Right. Well, we actually figured it out. It'll be 7,500 meals is what will be provided by this check, which is phenomenal. And we really do need this. And we're buying more and more food compared to pre-pandemic, when we had a lot of food that was donated or enough to cover the need. But the need is still about 30% higher than it was pre-pandemic. Now, obviously, we had our peaks during the pandemic a few times, but we're still ahead of where we were pre-pandemic. So we absolutely need this to get food in and then out.
All right. And Chris, again, thank you for being a part of this, too. It's one of those things, Jamie's Carpet Shop, longstanding in the community. You look at the community and the need, and this is something that really will help out, I think.
Yeah, we love to get involved in the community any way we can. And we really felt in the beginning when I think it was Tim Alcorn and I sat down and orchestrated this program, what a great way to help a local charity with a meaning and a purpose, instead of just writing a check. Because what we're doing is we're hoping that the coaches on these football teams are telling those kids that, you know, listen, everything you do out there makes a difference, and these touchdowns make a difference, and the touchdowns to tackle hunger. So we're hoping we're an inspiration to the coaches and the local football teams. Super glad to be part of that journey with them.
And, of course, it helps out in all different ways. And you meet people on a daily basis in the community who might be struggling, and you never know. They're looking to get new carpeting or whatever as well, put something into their home, get their homes ready for people. But sometimes there's also folks that are struggling because of the meals that they need. So this is a good way to help out. I want to transition just a little bit. We're getting into this season now. Is this normally that time where people start thinking, I'm going to have folks over? This doesn't look the way it used to look. I need to kind of freshen up. Is that still the same momentum you're seeing this
year?
It's
really funny that you ask that, because that would be the normal, would be the, you have seasonability in your retail sales. And we've been very blessed at Jamie's to have, course, been in business for as many years as we have, and to have that need propel to a year round, we've been very steady. And of course, yes, we are seeing people, but more importantly, I think some folks, with tightening of budgets and potential inflation looming, are now opting to clean their flooring, because Jamie's got into the carpet cleaning business, I think back in 2005. We decided we needed to service what we sold. It'd be like buying a new car from a dealership that doesn't have a service department. You're not likely to buy a car from them. So we are one of the only floor covering companies that we know of, particularly in Lorain County, that service completely what we sell. And then with the threats of the pandemic and the scares, the products that have come on the market now to make sure that we can clean and sanitize both carpets, hard surface, and air ducts.
And in a certain way, maybe the industry has sort of responded to that, seeing the need that needs to go as far as the easy of clean, also things that maybe have sort of that antimicrobial. That's a phrase that kind of works its way into your industry, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
As well. But it's, in other words, and of course, it's sometimes just people trying to, as you say, refresh, and it's still good. They just need to kind of get it back into shape, and that's something they can do. Or I suppose people also, sometimes you get the whole house when you want to match everything, but maybe at some point this time around, they're kind of doing, parceling it out, maybe a room at a time or something.
Yeah, room at
like
a
that.
Time, room here, room there, for sure.
Like, yeah. Is hardwood still the way people are going?
You know, the hardwood look is the way uh-huh. they're going, but it's that waterproof vinyl click plank flooring is the big now. But we're actually starting to see a trend coming back to carpet again. It's just like, you know, shag from the 70s sure. and bell bottoms. I'm seeing bell bottoms everywhere. It all comes back around full circle.
Well, yeah, that's because there's always a point where all of this stuff is really good at one point, but then when it becomes oversaturated or there's everywhere, someone says, I want something different.
Right.
And that's as a company like you kind of have to sort of stay a little bit ahead of the curve, right? Get with yes. those industries out there to see what they're doing. And then you want to make sure that you have what your clients and customers need when they come out to
Absolutely.
Look at that.
Absolutely. Constantly going to trade shows and staying ahead and trying to keep our showrooms that are in Amherst, Elyria, and Sandusky all up to date.
Yep, and ready to go with that too. I'm amazed though how much you can get into a small size van of what how you bring carpeting. You know, you see in the roll in the carpet store, rolls and rolls of flooring, and the guy will show up in a vehicle and you think, how does it all fit in there? But you've got it all kind of.
That's years of practice. Many years of practice.
Getting it into the house and also being able to make it fit is the important part of it. Susan, you know, you've got going on. Are there food drives taking place like it has been, or is that sort of a thing that's kind of separate than what's been going on in
well,
the past?
Well, kind of both. We, like I said, at least three food distributions a week. We've got, there's actually one today at Sheffield Lake at Brookside High School. I think it's from 4 to 6:30. And we've also have Thanksgiving big family food distributions going on this week, next week. But those are reservations ahead of time required. And frankly, there was one yesterday in Galleon serving 500 families. This weekend, there's one at LCCC, and reservations are closed. We had 2,000 family reservations
wow.
for that. And then next week, there's one in Huron County, and that one's another 500 family one. That's closed also, although we are taking waiting list reservations in case somebody has to back out. But even on top of that, though, next week we have Black River Landing. So we do have distribution. And then all of our partner charities are also conducting either hot meals or pantries or what have you. And there's 70 of them throughout Lorain County. So this money also goes to help all of them, too, to be able to stock their shelves
sure.
and serve people.
Well, we talk about things with the supply chain. How is that impacting the food source? Because, you know, there's a lot of type government agencies have food. You have things. I always think of Second Harvest and sort of the big semi-trucks, right, that are
right.
coming through.
Well, we're kind of right in there. We're in competition with everybody else who's looking for truckloads of food because of the volume of what we need now as well as over the past 20 months, we've needed truckloads of food as opposed to just a few pallets or maybe a half truck or what have you. So is everybody else. So are all our retail partners or whatever, and we're purchasing food as opposed to just relying only on donated food just because of the volume. So we're kind of in that hunt too. We might order something one month, it comes in the next month. So even like the turkeys and things like that we've had to purchase, we had to do that back in July just to make sure we got them because you just don't know how yeah. things are going to go.
How fortuitous that you have this big distribution center that a number of years ago you moved into and you have it. I mean, it's right there and it's serving its purpose as best as anything
Amazing.
Could possibly.
Honestly, you guys, if you would see the warehouse, it's packed to the gills. We had to get additional racking. It is so full. And we would not have been able to do what we did the last 20 months if we did not have the facility that we do have. So, yeah.
How many counties do you serve? Seven?
Four?
We okay.
have four. Erie, Huron, Crawford, and Lorain County.
And Lorain County. Mm-hmm. And everybody, and you got to get that out to all
yeah.
those folks out there.
Lorain County is the biggest. It's got the largest population, most partner charities, that kind of thing. Greatest need, but we do serve all the counties.
Sounds good. And, of course, the $1,500 from Jamie's Carpet Shop, the touchdowns to tackle hunger, going to benefit, as you mentioned, go a long way
oh,
to
yeah.
help out.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, thanks for stopping in this morning. Thanks for helping out with this charity. We appreciate your time as well. Joining
Absolutely.
Us.
Thank you for putting this on for all of us.
Chris Seidler joining us from Jamie's Carpet Shop, Amherst, Sandusky, Elyria, locations for that. And Susan, nice to see you again in studio from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. Susan Bartosz joining us. Yep.